talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to go on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the We the Patriots Media Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything under the sun related to what us young Patriots need to be worried about in today's very volatile world. So today, we actually have something very special to dive into a little bit. Some people might remember Raven Riff. He's a friend of the show. He's actually been on before. One of his projects is Radio WV, where he basically highlights up-and-coming musicians from the Appalachian region throughout West Virginia, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and kind of gives them a light to – gives them a platform and a light to shine. So I was always very interested by it. I thought he did great work, and it turns out that about 15 million people also now agree with me. The latest video from Radio WV is by a name by a man with the name of Oliver Anthony, and he has a song that Draven actually helped produce, and the song is called Working, or what the fuck's it called again, dude?
It is the Richmond North of Richmond.
Richmond North of Richmond.
Yep.
Because I was looking at my notes. I was like, okay. So it's called Working Men North of Richmond. And I'm sure you've heard it by now. If you haven't, go check it out. Dive into the lyrics. It's a great song. It's a great, it really is just a great piece of poetry, and lyricism is, it's raw. So it's really fantastic. And the sound complements that raw feel within the lyrics. But I just kind of wanted to dive into that a little bit and kind of see what some of the undertones are and kind of what the underlying message is with it. So it's basically a working man song, right? And I think it really comes from a genuine place. He has a raspy, raw, deep voice that really just conveys every emotion that he feels throughout the song. You could tell that Oliver had a hard life being a working class man, that he truly did live these lyrics that he wrote in the song. And if we dig into his background a little bit, we see that he has indeed worked very hard for a little pay, which is one of the lyrics in the song. He
what did he do, Andrew?
Had some issues with mental health. He I actually didn't get that far. All of what I read was that he was a factory worker, that's right. He was a factory worker who actually, interestingly enough, he identifies as a little bit middle of the road, so he doesn't really, at least from what we know so far, he doesn't identify one way or another. He's pretty centrist politically, but he has had some issues with mental health in the past, substance abuse, alcoholism. Mm. So, again, he really is. He has lived every one of these words that come out of his mouth, and some of what he touches on in the song, it kind of catches you by surprise. But he's really blunt and he's really bold. I mean, it goes from everything like we were talking about before, from working hard to child trafficking, obesity, and even the welfare program.
I thought he hit it a lot of different points, and I think you need to go point by point. Of what he's bringing up, because it's a lot of stuff that we've talked about, a lot of stuff that we haven't talked about, and some nuances to some topics too that I think some people maybe aren't even interested in knowing about. But I'm interested to know your take. So What's the first verse? So what does he hammer on in that first little go around?
Well, I actually wanted to just take a second and just kind of read some of the lyrics too, to provide a little bit more background for everybody. So the first verse is, "I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I could sit here and waste my life away. Drag me back home and drown all my troubles away." Pre-chorus is, "It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me and you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is." And then the chorus is, "Living in the new world with an old soul, these rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think, want to know what you do, and they don't think you know, but you know that they do. Because your dollar ain't shit and it's taxed to no end, because Richmond north of Richmond. I wish politicians would look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere," probably referring to Epstein Island. "Lord, well, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought to not pay for your bags of fudge rounds, young men putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, because this damn country just keeps on kicking them down." So that's the gist of it.
Yeah, it's because I want to. So even the first one that you commented on, at least I think is could be taken a few ways, at least especially now. So the first verse in particular is really just hammering down the fact that I think for a lot of Americans, you could say working class, but so much of America is encompassed in that. At least pay scale at this point, the amount of time that we're spending that's allocated to paying off the government to keep them away is, you know, it's a considerable amount of all of our lives. When you're talking about 30%+ of your paycheck, as you start climbing the ranks, they start taking more and more. Then you talk about introducing other taxes like property tax, sales tax, capital interest tax. Like, so you're going to go make money with the money you earned, and you're going to get taxed on that money. You're running into issues now where you're almost taxing the whole
thing. That's exactly right.
So I think that first verse really just hits that. The second and third verses is where I think a lot of the nuance comes in, especially to the particularly American problem nowadays. Yeah. So what was that first one you brought up, Andrew?
First, work hard, it'll pay, that one?
No, the first comment that you had, I think. The first sideways comment. You're talking about the island.
I wish
politicians would look out for miners.
Would look out for miners, and not miners.
Just miners.
Somewhere
on an island. Okay. So, before we even get into the next part, all right, so that I think could be taken in a few ways. Number one, of course, I think you alluded to it, is there is a gluttony of elites that prey on children, and it is filthy.
Yeah.
Yep. What I think it also calls out to is the fake outrage that right wingers seem to be having over it, especially as of late. Yep. With this recent movie coming out, and how much they don't give a shit about their own people. So I think it really does play both ways. I don't think it's a card that only slips on the right side.
No, it's not. And to that point too, I think a lot of this outrage over that sort of thing, and even extending a little bit beyond it too, into things like LGBT material in the classroom, you know, drag queens, you know, exposing themselves to children, which is of course absolutely horrific and shouldn't happen. But I think a lot of the outrage surrounding it is kind of manufactured in a way, because I think that the left or the orchestrators of whatever this, if there are even orchestrators of this grander scheme, right? If they want us to be kind of focused on that sort of matter instead of things that are really going to change our systems and government going into the future, because
right, it keeps us out of
once the they gritty. Slowly reverse exactly it right, like once they slowly reverse like our systems and the way of life as we know it, of course, which LGBT culture, that sort of like keeping kids away from that, that's a part of it, but overall, once we kind of reverse what we have in place, and they do it slowly, you know, so that it's just kind of done right under your nose. Once that's mm-hmm. done, there's no undoing it.
Right.
So and by the time it's all said and done, we're going to look back in retrospect, and it'll be like, well, this whole time we were distracted just by this one issue, of course, which is horrific, you know, the LGBT. Yada yada yada, but it wasn't the only or most important issue that we had sitting right in front of our face this whole time.
Right, and so I think that carries in. It's good spot to go into our next point. And this was to me, this is the most blunt point, I think, as you mentioned before. So he goes, "Lord, we got folks on the street, ain't got nothing to eat." That's pretty self-explanatory. Now, yep. The next point is a great point that I don't hear often enough made. The obese milk and welfare. And the obese milk and welfare. Yep. He actually goes on to explain that in the next verse, where he goes, "Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, because all this damn country does is keep kicking them down." So that's blunt to the point. But if you don't want to know what that point has to say, you're not going to listen.
Yeah.
If you're the supporter of the welfare state, you stopped listening to the song when it started. You're not listening anymore.
That's right.
Like I think that's a huge part of the problem is.
And I think that's why he strategically placed those lyrics deeper into the song too, mind you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like the people that don't want to listen to this type of music already tuned out so long ago. They don't want to listen to anything like this, nor do they even want to hear what the lyrics have to say.
Yeah.
It's sad. But the point being is this is what a sap on the system is, and he describes it perfectly. It's that person who's completely out of shape, who's morbidly obese. You are disgusted when you see him, and they're using the EBT cards at the checkout. And you know that they're not working for what they're eating right now. They're not even earning their keep.
That's right. Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah. Just to hit on welfare, I think it, TANF, it's supposed to stand for, that's an acronym for, I think, temporary assistance for needy families or something like that. And the mm-hmm. word I always love to highlight in that acronym is the first one, front and center,
temporary.
Mm-hmm. Which of course, great safety net to have, and it's happening, people do need it. And I'm not saying that it's not, that need to bring back the temporary aspect of for individuals as well, because it's not working what we're doing right now. And it's just
so
to the taxpayer.
Tell me
again, back to the point of working hard for a dollar and not really getting anything in return, because he's essentially saying in his first words, why does he have to work his ass off for bullshit pay when, like you were saying, there's fat people on welfare.
But it's not, that's just one example.
What he does.
That's just one example. And that was the one that he was able to fit into the song with the lyric. But he's also, of course, well, I would think he's also talking about the people that gyp the system so that they get affordable housing, and the people that aren't going to go out and get that next level job because it puts them out of their living situation because they can't stay in that low enough income bracket. Like those people are also sapping the system. Right. But you're looking at the system on so many different levels And of course, you have the healthcare system as well that is abused and abuses people terribly with the costs that they impose on people, especially citizens. And you lump all of these costs that people just have regularly together, and we genuinely do not have much money, if any at all, to our names.
No.
It's...
Nope.
It hit a chord, man. The song really hit a chord.
It did. I'm going to be up to everybody on how many views it has now. And it's not just this song, too. I mean, it's Radio WV as a whole has become overnight, pretty much a big success.
Yeah, they're doing really well.
And obviously, it's not overnight. I mean, Draven's been, I mean, they're at 94 videos now. They've had even more in the past. I know they've archived some. I mean, the first video was posted, I think, over 3 years ago with Mikkel Buck, who's actually on The Voice.
Yep.
They just do such a great job finding talent and giving these artists a platform to shine and really let their talent speak for itself and help bring back Appalachian Americana, country music, bluegrass kind of sound, and just like the sound of real working people. So when I first found Radio WV, it was about 3 years ago when it first started up. And I think around the time when we had Draven on, it had about 30,000 subscribers. Now it's up to 232,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's up to 232,000 now, which is awesome for him. The Richmond, north of Richmond now, in 8 days, has 17 million views.
Yeah, dude, they're killing it. Even on Spotify, I think it's got like 5 million already.
Oliver Anthony, he has 1.7 million on Spotify, 1.7 million monthly listeners, which is career-changing for him. I mean, mm-hmm. Great for him. That's going to be life-changing, not only career-changing, but life-changing.
Absolutely.
So that's fantastic for him. And in the past 3 days, this video has gotten 7 million views on YouTube. So, I mean, that's mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Absolutely, man. But it's definitely, it's hitting a chord with not just us. It's pretty clear.
Oh, yeah. And so he actually has another song that Radio WV uploaded 2 days after the first one. It's called Virginia.
Virginia, right?
State, and it has about 2 million views. Yeah. Which I'm assuming is named after his home state because he is from Virginia. That has about 2 million views in 6 days. So that's also massively successful.
It's huge. That's really huge, man. Good for him.
It is great for him. And I know it's great for him. Players that I've seen out there about this. The first one being, I saw a comment, I forget where I read it, maybe Instagram, where someone was kind of like they were in agreement and in support of the song, but they kind of had a negative view on how this would affect Oliver Anthony's career. And I didn't really understand their reasoning behind it. Maybe they said that he was just going to get smeared and not really be prepared to handle this overnight fame.
Sure.
Basically, this comment said that it's just going to turn his life, just going to be hard now. And I don't think I could disagree more. And I don't really have, I don't know the guy personally. I don't know much about his background other than what I read, but I feel like through these two songs that I've heard him sing, these lyrics, it seems like I know him a little bit better than just how I normally would say I know somebody just through listening to their music. You know what I mean? It's that relatable. He seems like a very humble guy, but it also doesn't seem like a guy who's going to back down. He seems like a guy who's tired of being taken advantage of. And I think that this is going to be a pivotal moment in like I said before, not only his career, but his life as well. So I strongly disagree with that comment saying that this is somehow going to be negative on him, how it's going to turn his life upside down. Although I do recognize how difficult fame overall, let alone overnight success, when you haven't really been used to it, you haven't been accustomed to what it's been like to having people question you, but also support you, and kind of like have people like speak negatively or critically about things that you've done. So, of course, it could be difficult, but I don't think it's gonna.
Well, I mean, you could also like in that guy's defense, you know, you think about a guy who had history of substance abuse who comes upon more than likely a pretty good windfall. You're going to have people that are coming at him for his beliefs, and they're going to be labeling him with beliefs that he doesn't even have, which is going to be the tough part.
That's exactly right. And people are already doing that. And that's where I wanted to go next, was that if and when you Google the song, there's been some big, big outlets that have wrote about this song already and have broken it down.
I think Fox already had him on.
Not so intellectually, honestly. Yeah, I'm sure they did. That I didn't know. But I'm not talking about Fox. I'm talking about like the New Yorker, Forbes, other major media outlets. And of course, we know that they're not doing it in a very honest way. They're not really giving it a fair shakedown, right? They're like in the title of these articles, right? The words "right wing anthem," "offensive," "controversial" are all kind of being thrown around in these titles surrounding this video.
Absolutely,
of course. And so I, you know, if you're him, you have to see that and kind of think, well, like, I'm a middle of the road guy, which he has said. Apparently, that's what I've read. Why is some, you know, weasel writing this article for Forbes, something as big as Forbes, writing about me, a guy from a small town in West Virginia? He has no idea who I am, and he's saying I'm writing an offensive right wing anthem that's controversial. Like, to me, what's controversial about what he's saying? It's fact.
It's not even right. Absolutely, it's not right wing, but the media, I think, will be quick to name it right wing so that they don't have to talk about it. Honestly, like, they'll talk about it as a conspiracy.
The titles of these articles are including these words as almost a way to dismiss this song. It's like, oh, no big deal. And they're just kind of scoffing at it. Like, oh, it's just that old Uncle
The problem
Phil
is
again.
You do that to art and it doesn't work. You do that to art and it doesn't work. You could do that to words and some people won't be able to find them. But when you do it to art, or you say this music is not allowed.
You just do that to facts. You just do that to any speech, really, especially speech that has substantive reasoning behind it.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people today just read these headlines and just scoff at those baseless right wingers again. They have no idea what they're talking about. The one title, the one article was, "Of course the right wing loves it." That was literally just the title of it. Like that in quotes. So basically admitting that the talking points of the song, or I guess they're connecting the talking points of the song to common talking points. Sorry about that. Had a little technical difficulty, but like we were saying before that, this one article is kind of connecting the talking points of the song and associating them with, I guess, what they would call common right wing talking points, the hard work for little pay, worried about child trafficking, calling out people out of shape on welfare, and just so many other ways that systems are broken in this country. And I honestly, I don't know if you can call that right wing. Now,
well, I was just going to hold on.
In a de facto sense, it might be right wing because that's what people are identifying it as. But even as recently as 5, 10 plus years ago, those wouldn't have been seen as partisan issues.
No, well, Democrats are constantly running on increased pay. So you can't tell me that that's wrong in your playbook if you don't think workers deserve more pay. And then...
That's right. That's always been a big Democratic talking point, actually.
Yeah. And then being against bullies or pedophilia, like... And any of that stuff...
That, being against bullies in particular, that was a big... That was a huge liberal talking point. Everyone be inclusive, this, that, you know what I mean?
Well, that stuff really quickly faded away when they had to become the bullies and they had to insert themselves. And when you're trying to, like, when you're trying to cover up, let's think about pedophilia before we get out of here. You're going to call this group of people pedophiles, a new name, just so that it doesn't sound bad. You're bad people. You're just bad people. You don't have to try to argue with me or try to make your point. No, you're trying to cover up a disgusting crime and you now don't see it as severe as other crimes.
That's right.
That's it. For me,
it's like they're trying to build in, like, they're trying to build up a sense of being desensitized to it. Like we were saying before, it'll be, you know, We think it's disgusting now, but you know, the more and more persistent they are, the less and less people stand up, the more and more people become tolerant of it, and then before you know it, you're looking back in retrospect and you're like, well, how did this get pulled through?
Well, from that's the thing. I don't think it's right wing, any of these talking points. I think it's centrist, and it could even be made the argument that some of them are left wing talking points. But
I agree.
They're going to, I keep saying they, but the media is going to contort this in whichever way does not hurt them. So they're going to try and spin this, and it's clear, it's disgusting, and it's not going to stop. I think it really takes people like us and people like Oliver and people like Draven to keep producing the stuff that we do and keep getting that word out. It's really what it's about.
Couldn't agree more, my guy.
Dude, I mean, if you haven't gone listen to the song, we read it out for you, but go listen to it. It only sounds better when you hear the raw words coming out of the man's mouth with his music and vocals mixed together. It is, if you're an American, there's no way that you could tell me that you don't resonate with this song right now in 2023.
And if you're not a pissed off American, you will be after you listen to the song. So
agreed.
Please go definitely give it a listen. Give our podcast with Draven, the producer of that video, and Radio WV, please give that a listen as well. He offers some really interesting insights on what he does behind the scenes with these artists and how the whole process at Radio WV has really changed their life. So definitely go give that a listen. Draven was a great guy.
That'll be down in the description.
Friend of the show again. And yeah, we'll definitely be linking that for sure for you guys to access easily. And just a very fun experience to have him on the show. A lot of interesting stuff. So please, if you want more behind the scenes, go check that out.
All right, man. I will catch you on the next one. I hope you have a nice trip.
I will have a nice trip. I'm heading away this weekend, so I'll be back early next week.
All right, everybody. All
these bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.